In Libya say at least 10 people have been killed in a rocket attack by Colonel Gaddafi's forces. In recent weeks, rebel numbers have been swelled by some Libyans who live abroad, returning to join the fighting in the besieged city of Misrata. Our correspondent Andrew Harding met one student who left behind his studies in Britain to join the fight on the front line.
In high spirits, a ferry full of rebels heading for the besieged city of Misrata. And the front lines that surround it. Among today's reinforcements, a young maths student from Lancaster University, Sadiq Belhaj.
In England, I couldn't do much for this revolution, so I decided to go and hold the gun for the first time in my life.
For Sadiq, this is personal. His father has come to greet him, but Gaddafi's forces have taken 16 members of their family. Within hours, a shy, earnest student seems transformed. It's a short journey to the front lines. But is Sadiq ready for this? Those were uncomfortably close. Gaddafi's superior firepower is a constant threat for these part-time soldiers.
And Sadiq has come right to the very front lines here. Very active front lines. Colonel Gaddafi's force is just a mile or so down the road. We can hear the missiles whistling overhead. NATO planes patrolling the skies too. Now, the men here are bracing themselves for what they believe could be an imminent Gaddafi offensive.
In a quieter moment, Sadiq's training begins.
These are the rockets.
He hopes his math skills will help with targeting.
That's nice, fantastic.
I don't want to kill anybody, actually. And also my friends, they don't want to kill them. But we had to fight. So where is the enemy now? Are there?
Sadiq's lack of experience is nothing new here. The rebels need training and weapons, and too many are dying.
Nice, very nice.
And so, after a mere hour or so of training, Sadiq joins the ranks.
Either we live in peace and freedom, or we die. We all die.
Andrew Harding, BBC News, Misrata.
The leaders of the two...